sights worth seeing in the town, apart from two, a local museum and an old burial mound. That was all. Well, there was one more thing. The people of the little town had very helpfully put up signs for anyone who wanted to see these special things. To the local history museum, it said in large letters on one sign, with an arrow underneath. To the burial mound, it said on another sign. There was one more sign, and it said, to Villa, Villa Coola. That sign hadn't been there very long. You see, quite a lot of people who had come to visit recently had asked the way to Villa, Villa Coola, and much more often, in fact, than the way to the local history museum or the burial mound. One beautiful summer's day, a man came driving into town. He lived in a far bigger town, and that is why he had the idea that he was better and more important than the people in the tiny little town. And as if that wasn't enough, he also owned a very smart car and looked like a thoroughly splendid gentleman with his shiny shoes and thick gold ring on his finger. So perhaps it wasn't surprising that he believed he was somebody terribly posh and distinguished. He sounded his horn loudly as he drove through the streets of the little town so that people would notice him coming. When that fine gent noticed the signs, his mouth widened into a broad grin. "To the local history museum. Must be my lucky day," he said to himself. "I'll be sure to give that a miss." "To the burial mound," he read on another sign. "It gets better and better, I see." "But what kind of nonsense is that?" he said, when he saw the third sign. "To Villa, Villa Coola. What a name!" He considered it for a while. A house could hardly be the kind of sight worth seeing, like a local history museum or a grave mound. The sign must have been put there for a different reason, he thought. Finally, he came up with a good explanation. Of course, the house was for sale. The sign had been put up for people who wanted to buy the house, to show them the way. The fine gent had been thinking for some time that he would like to find a house in some little town or other where there wasn't as much hustle and bustle as in the big town. He wouldn't live here all the time, naturally, but he would come and stay for a rest now and then. And in a small town, it would be much more obvious that he was a particularly fine and distinguished person. He decided to drive on and take a look at Villa Villa Coola right away. All he had to do was follow the direction of the arrow. He found himself driving all the way out to the edge of the little town before he found what he was looking for. And there, on a very dilapidated garden gate, someone had written, in red pen, "Villa Villa Coola." Inside the gate was a wildly overgrown garden with old moss-covered trees, grass that needed cutting, and masses of flowers left to grow exactly as they pleased. Deep inside the garden stood a house, and oh my goodness, what a house it was. It looked as if it would collapse at any minute. The fine gent stared at the house and suddenly gave a gasp. There was a horse on the veranda. And the fine gent wasn't used to seeing horses on verandas. That was why he gasped. Sitting on the veranda steps in the brilliant sunshine were three children. The one in the middle was a girl with a face covered in freckles and two red plaits sticking straight out. On one side of her sat a very pretty girl with fair curly hair and a blue checked dress, and on the other, a neatly combed boy. And on the red-haired girl's shoulder sat a monkey. The fine gent thought for a while. He'd come the wrong way, hadn't he? Surely no one would think of selling such a dilapidated old house.
Hey, kids, he called. Is this tumble-down old wreck really Villa Villa Coola?
The girl in the middle, the one with the red hair, stood up and started walking down the path. The other two trailed after her.
"Have you lost your tongue?" said the fine gent, before the red-haired girl had even reached the gate. "Is this..."